Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The California Irrigation Management Information System, or CIMIS, is an integrated network of more than 130 computerized weather stations spread throughout the state. Neil Rambo is a senior environmental scientist specialist with the CIMIS program, which issues irrigation scheduling information to growers. Rambo has the utmost confidence in their data, but noted that it's important for growers to also track their soil moisture themselves.
Even though CIMIS works well and it's a good estimate, we encourage them to have another method on their farm or on their property, on those grounds, to check, either measure soil moisture or look at plant health to make sure that they're watering adequately.
Comparing the information from CIMIS to the data obtained by the farmer himself helps to get a more accurate picture of exactly what's going on in the soil. Rambo covers the south central region of the state. He offered some specifics as to why that comparison is so important.
There are microclimatic differences. I may have a good idea for Bakersfield, but there's going to be some differences when you're over, say, near Arvin and Edison against the foothills, or if you're to the west, say, by Blackwell's Corner or something, that's going to be different. But you're still in Kern County, in the Kern area, more or less.
More from Neil Rambo after this.
Attention almond growers and PCAs. Ultimate Scab Control starts with a dormant application of Psyllid 65 WG fungicide from Aceto. With more rain this winter, more protection is critical for your almond crop. In addition to powerful in-season scab control, you can now protect your orchard from overwintering scab inoculum. Contact your PCA on Psyllid 65 WG for ultimate scab control.
The CIMIS program is a free service that is operated by the California Department of Water Resources. Rambo noted the differences in irrigation when comparing sandy soil versus heavy clay soil.
In general, again, this is a generalization, on your heavier soils, you may not irrigate as often, but when you do irrigate, you may need to apply more water. Whereas on your sandier soils, you may have to irrigate more frequently, but not as much water. Again, it depends, and it's hard to tell from here. It's on farm, on the ground. The manager usually knows what he's dealing with and can adjust for it, and there are consultants out there to help.
This is California Ag Today.